just off the top of your head, just The Crown. Give me something.
Oh, hey, don't bow down, just wear the crown. Don't you dare bow down, elevate your crown. Don't you dare bow down.
Welcome to Experience Johannesburg. This is our home. This is Jaguar and Land Rover's premium lifestyle destination. It is with great pleasure that we come to celebrate the launch of the hashtag Give Her a Crown with the launch of the Bespoke Crown Exhibition. These magnificent crowns will be on exhibition here for the 16 days of activism.
Welcome to a special Give Her a Crown podcast episode in partnership with the Change Collective Africa and powered by Jaguar. I'm Timothy Maurice Webster, a behavioral psychology author interested in sharing research and insight in order for every human being to get the most out of their brain's potential. One of the greatest social injustices we face is the systemic oppression of women and the violence against our sisters. I partner with the Give Her a Crown campaign as a way of offering my voice for women's equality activism. This campaign is designed to address the plight of women by educating students at an early age at schools across South Africa, providing transformative educational programs, exposing youth to the potential and power of girls and women, ensuring we tackle gender-based violence early, and as importantly, creating an environment where girls and women can wear their crowns and live their full potential without the daily threat of aggression. The crown is a powerful symbol representing the elegant power of one's identity. On every woman's crown, there are jewels representing the vastness of her purpose, from being an entrepreneur, innovator, to the role of mother, to pioneer, to social change agent, and so much more. Her crown is vast and serves as an ambassador for her full range of internal values. And in this episode, I speak to participating artists, influencers, an ordinary guest about what the crown means to them and why this cause matters. As you listen, I would like you to think about what your crown means to you and how you see it making a difference. If you haven't already, we would like you to add one more jewel to your identity crown, a jewel that says you will fight alongside us to ensure the conditions are created around you for every woman to live out her destiny. Enjoy.
My name is Tanzi Katsia. What it means to wear a crown is you become the voice of others who don't have the platform to voice their opinion. And wearing a crown is actually a huge responsibility.
What's your name?
Anuka.
And you are?
Nigel.
Nigel. Nigel, let's start with you. What does it mean to support a powerful woman who wears her identity proudly? What does it mean to you to support her?
Well, I believe that it's, first of all, it's very important, particularly in this day and age. It's very important to play a very supporting role in your partner's career and life, you know, because life changes, can change quite dramatically, which has happened to both Anuka and I.
I didn't even know you were interviewing.
Yeah. I'm doing a podcast about the crown, so I just wanted to chat to you quickly.
Sure.
What does it mean to support a woman who's wearing her crown?
I guess it means everything, eh? You know, when we've had GBV issues, the type of year that we've had, women have really come out to the fore. And I guess it's it means a lot. As men, we should be on the forefront of actually supporting our women.
What does it mean to wear a crown?
I think for me, wearing a crown is allowing you to be your true self, to own who you are, and most importantly, for a woman to wear a crown, it's about having the pride to show who you are and to embrace your full womanhood. And I think it's so important to every day try and wear that crown and let it be as sparkly and as bright as possible, especially, you know, in tough times. And that's what wearing a crown is for me.
My name is Belisa Gabo, fashion designer for Pulse. What does it mean for a woman to support a woman through her journey wearing her full crown? In Sotho, there's a saying that goes like, Mosadi tshwara thipa ka bogaleng, and I'll translate it into English, and grammatically it won't make sense. But it simply means that a woman will always hold a knife at its sharpest point. which means women in general, whether there is that tiara on their head or an invisible halo, but at the end of the day, they sit at the rim. And to see a woman that goes through the sacrifices of not only trying to make their ends meet or to ensure that their child or children, they have a good structure in their lives, but at the end of the day, a woman that carries herself that way, she is definitely the robust link, not only to her family, but to herself as well. In Afrikaans, they call it a voorpop, meaning the leader of the pack. For me to see a woman that journeys and embarks on that journey that is synonymous to a marathon race without a finish line, all that I can say is amen. God bless this woman.
So tell us your name and what it means to you to wear a crown.
My name is Abena Samo Patlani, and for me, a crown resonates very deeply with just your narrative, something that's been passed on, an inner sense of knowing, strength, nobility, dignity. It's bigger than you, but it's very humbling to wear it.
So I'm hanging out with Jessica Tim. Jessica, what does it mean to wear a crown?
To me, a crown is royalty, it's majesty, and it's divinity. And to wear a crown, to me, is a big symbol of power.
Hi, so my name is Thuma Panjwa. I think for me, wearing a crown is really to be bold and to wear my courageous hat as you go about, facing different daily struggles. I think when you wear a crown, it's exactly that. It gives you that superpower of being courageous, of being bold, of facing everything fearlessly. And that, for me, is wearing a crown.
Marissa, I can tell amazing when I see amazing. So we're hanging out with Marissa. Marissa, what does wearing a crown mean to you?
I think the jewels in my crown would be innovation. It would be definitely motivator. I think as an art teacher, the primary job that I have is to motivate people, to express their ideas, and to really let their voice be heard in society. I would say those are the jewels of my crown.
Thank you so much, and keep motivating, keep inspiring.
Thank you.
So tell me your name and what it means for you to wear a crown.
Okay, my name is Precious Mahapa. And what it means to wear a crown, it means liberated, it means powerful, it means honored, and it means being crazy the way you want to be and being creative in your own way.
As a curator, as a powerful woman, what does it mean to you to create a crown, to wear a crown?
Okay, to me it means, and I'm going to use the word in isiZulu, which means Zonzobala, which says Zonzobala, which means strive forward, forge ahead. That to me is important as someone wearing a crown, and it means that you are bestowed responsibility. You are bestowed honor, respect. So yeah, that's it.
Oh, so I got a chance to catch up with Angela Young, who was inspired by Thule Madonsela. Tell us a little bit about the creative piece, your crown.
So I analyzed her characteristic, and she is an attorney, and that's the reason that I chose to be black color. And also, she is someone, a very soft-spoken person, but she is powerful. That's the reason that I actually put some of the highlights of the crown. And if you see all this jewelry, we handmade all piece of jewelry, and we pieced them in. We cut them on laser cuts, and to represent the pain and the suffering that she went through on apartheid. And the reason that I use all the animal is to show that she got powerful leadership.
So I caught up with Oluwetu. You're one of the artists featured, your work is featured here tonight. Tell us a little bit about it.
So I've recently been working on a series called Puberty, like a body of work called Puberty. And when they invited me, I guess they gave us like a list of artists, and then they said activists. And they asked that we must choose an activist. And then I found Mbali Matandela, quite interesting because she's an African feminist, she's a healer, she's a writer. So I'm a big feminist as well. And my series with puberty, it was about what happens to both a female and a male, the transition from a young girl to womanhood and the transition from a young boy to manhood, the customs, the rituals, the ceremonies that happens in different African tribes all over from the continent.
So I'm with Polani Bubu. What does it mean to you to wear a crown as an artist, a creator, an entrepreneur?
Well, there's different kinds of crowns. There's ones that are already attached to your head that grow naturally, and there are ones that you attach to your head that aren't naturally growing from you. And I think both represent different ways that in which we want to feel. And essentially, most of it stems from confidence, but also embracing that which lives within us. And a crown, I think, represents that, both sides. And so it's like about elevating the experience you want to have, because a crown is an elevation. It almost creates height, it creates a regalness, it creates presence in a sense, and everybody wants to be counted and everyone wants to be present. And so in essence, to me, it's really about confidence, presence, and making sure that, you know, your essence and your expression is elevated, amplified in a way.
The Change Collective Africa essentially is a social enterprise that really believes in helping and creating platforms that are easy for people to plug into, and using creativity and innovation and our talents to create change in society. So we look at Africa specifically, and we work with purpose pioneers who want to drive change in their country and in their continent. And the easiest way to do that is to partner with brands and citizens in the country, because I think we can't wait forever for government to make a change. We do believe that they are, but we need to be part of the solution as well.
A special thanks to Jaguar, the team at the Change Collective Africa, all the artists that shared their artistic inspiration in designing the crown, to all the ambassadors, and to everyone who is on a mission to help the next woman wear her crown and live out her wildest dreams. Go to www.giveheracrown.co.za to support, join the mission, and get more information on the campaign. We close with a snippet of a song written and produced specifically for the Give Her a Crown campaign by Zolani Mohola, the one who sings. Previously of the iconic group Freshly Ground, this is her first single as a solo artist.
I've written a wonderful song that is going to be the debut, the world debut, will be screened here tonight and you will hear it for the first time. And I wrote it for the campaign. It is called Remember Who You Are. And I think it ties very nicely with our idea of reclaiming our story.
If the birds up in the trees know how beautiful they are, if the mountains and the sea know how magical they are, if the stars which made our skin show how radiant they are, won't they shine their light until you remember?
I'm Timothy Maurice Webster. Until next time.